This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
I'm going to do something here, kind of an audible. We got a call from Hogan Gidley, and he had an important phone call he needed to take. He said he could come in later this segment, and I was like, you know what, let's just reconvene with Hogan at another time. I want to take your phone calls right now with the YouTube live chat poll. If you want to give us a ring and tell us about the Biden presidency scandal, do you think that it's a bigger scandal than Watergate? You can call us at 314-241-9797, 314-241-9797. How big of a deal do you think that the Biden presidency, the auto pen, everything that goes along with the question marks surrounding a presidency with a president who is in such cognitive decline? As I was discussing with Jory Murdoch at the 1 o'clock, the beginning of the 1 o'clock hour, it's the most gaslighting, political gaslighting in American history. It has to be. Everything about Joe Biden's presidency seemed to be managed, seemed to be like manufactured, so to speak. And Joe Biden, how many times did we hear him say, I'm going to get in trouble if, oh, they want me to ask this person to speak. They, you know, everything he would say was so contrived and positioned in a way that he was vocally confessing to the American people on a regular basis that he was not in charge, that there were people who were in charge of him. So we're asking you today, is the Biden presidency scandal bigger than Watergate? Yes or no? Brad said earlier in the show, he's like, I wasn't alive during Watergate. I don't remember Watergate. I certainly don't either. I was born in 84. One of my three-year-old Molly's favorite questions to ask people is, who was president when you were born? I don't know where that developed from, but she definitely wants to know, who was the president when you were born? And my husband and I are both Reagan babies. All four of my kids were born during Democrat administrations. That's kind of crazy that we were able to skip all the years that Donald Trump was president. My son being born in 2009. 314-241-9797, 314-241-9797. You can call us and tell us about your thoughts on what maybe you don't even think it's a scandal. Maybe you don't think it's bigger than Watergate. Maybe you don't think it's a scandal at all. And you think that Republicans in the House, as we had Eric Burleson on yesterday, talking about his role in the House Oversight Committee and how they are going to be looking into this. Maybe you think it's all just a political game and there's nothing to it. Or maybe you think it is bigger than Watergate. I've heard people saying in interviews with people on Fox News that they think this is the biggest political scandal in American history. That's a bold statement. Jackie said, add in the auto pen and validity of Biden's decisions for policy. Okay. Vicky said, I chose yes for now. It definitely has the potential to be a much bigger scandal if the truth ever does come out. Lori said, yes, if not at least about the same. But I do think more, as it has a lot more people involved. Joe says, by Biden presidency scandal, you're referring to the unelected group of people who secretly assumed control of the presidency and most powerful country in the world. I guess I vote Watergate. All right, Joe. Also, Joe said earlier, don't approach pregnant women in the supermarket. Joe, a different Joe, says, yes, the biggest part of Watergate was the cover-up. This is much, much bigger crime and just as large of a cover-up. We don't know who ran the country. 314-241-9797, 314-241-9797. If you would like to weigh in on this issue, we would love to hear from you. Let's go to Nolan. Nolan, thanks for calling the Annie Fry Show. Do you think the Biden presidency scandal is bigger than Watergate?
Yes, I definitely do. The reason being, the Nixon scandal was break-in, cover-up, but the Biden issue is whoever was using the auto pen was not authorized to sign directives, presidential orders, or legislation into law. Anybody could have hacked into there. For example, I wasn't elected president, but I could sign anything in the law, any directive I wanted, and no matter where you are on the presidential staff tree, you don't have that authority. So consequently, anything that was not actually signed by Biden, whether it's auto pen or his own hand, should be invalid. It's a real constitutional question. And we can't be in a position where we say, oh, okay, it's all right this time. Next time, we'll make sure that never happens.
Well, thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah, Nolan, thank you for the phone call. I appreciate it. The question is, who did have access? Who was making these decisions? We don't know the answer to that. And it's a scary thing to think about what might have been implemented, what might have been in play when the people who were knowingly managing, if you ask the Hur report, a well-intentioned elderly man with a poor memory, that's the guy who was running the country. I just don't think that's the case. 314-241-9797. We want to know from you, is the Biden presidency scandal bigger than Watergate? Yes or no? 314-241-9797. Caller John, thanks for calling the Annie Fry Show. What do you think?
Hey, Annie. I saw you at Brian Kilmeade. You were awesome, by the way.
Oh, my gosh, John. You had to bring it up.
Yeah, yeah, you were a great nun. Anyway.
Thank you. It's my first time.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Having gone to school with nuns, you were good. Anyway, I was alive during Watergate. My president at birth was Truman, so in the last 3 months of his presidency. But Biden's thing is way worse than Watergate. Watergate was just a cover-up of a break-in that happens all the time. Who signed stuff? Who's covering things up? Biden couldn't make a decision. Way worse. Who was running my country while this was all going on? It just fries my mind that this took place.
What do you want to see? Like, okay, we had Burleson on yesterday. He's part of the Oversight Committee. James Comer is being very aggressive with the potential investigations, sending out subpoenas and so forth, if they don't cooperate. What, like, to what extent do you want to see these investigations, John?
I want to know who was using the auto pen, who signed 5,000 pardons, because I know Biden would have writer's cramp. And then whoever was doing that, I want all that stuff nullified because it shouldn't have taken place.
So you want it undone?
I want it totally undone. And if they can go back and undo some of the executive orders that guy put in place, do it.
All right. Well, John, thank you for the phone call and the kind, generous compliment on the nun.
You're welcome, sister.
Oh, gosh. I get it. Sister. 314-241-9797 if you want to call us and weigh in on whether the Biden presidency scandal is bigger than Watergate. Let's get to Tina. Tina, thanks for calling the Annie Fry Show. What do you think?
Well, I think it is one of the worst travesties in the history of our nation. I just can't believe this has happened, but I'm not surprised. I don't think anybody is surprised by it.
Mm-hmm.
And to have other people in charge of what's happening in our nation that were unelected officials, it is just shocking. And I hope there's some repercussions for it. And
you said, like, we all knew, we all saw it, we talked about it. We're all pointing and we're like, the sky is blue, the sky is blue. And then Corinne Jean-Pierre is like, it is not blue. How could you think it's blue? It's so offensive to people like you, Tina, to people like me, who have eyes, who have ears and a few brain cells to rub together to come to the conclusion that he was not up to the job. They lied so comfortably for that amount of time. And the consequence was
Absolutely.
The potential future of the country.
I agree. I'm a medical professional. Uh-huh. I served in the military. And, you know, it's just a travesty. Like, as a medical professional, I could see that he was not up to the task.
Yeah.
And that he was incapable of making logical sensible decisions for our nation.
Tina, thank you for the phone call. I appreciate it. And, you know, I there are a lot of people. You could be a medical professional. You could be somebody who's had a parent who you've witnessed up close and personal, the decline. Everybody saw it. Everybody knew it. It wasn't a secret. Jake Tapper's book isn't a reveal of a situation that nobody knew was taking place. It might be an evidence-based explanation as to what we all saw taking place. But it's not new information. And I think that's the thing that about it that is so, so really frustrating. Let's get to Chad. Thanks for calling the Annie Fry Show. Is the Biden presidency scandal bigger than Watergate?
Most definitely it was. I think a bigger thing is Joe Biden's history. He was always against illegal immigration, but he gets in office and he lets 20 million people in. That, to me, that's treason in itself. You're talking about the whole fabric of the United States. If the Democrats would have got one more term in office, I don't even think you would have been able to talk on talk shows for after four more years of what they were doing. I mean, if you look at it, we have to have somebody go to jail behind this. If the Democrats are allowed to walk scot-free on what they did to the country, who's to stop them from doing it again? Because the consequences were not severe enough. Trump, Cassatel, Bongino, Pam Bondi, all these people, they need to press this situation to the maximum of its pressure.
Yeah.
Because even the media is still, even though you have Jake Tapper doing what he's doing because he's trying to make money off it, but the rest of the media, there isn't any alarm bells going on because they were part of it. They were part of this cover-up. And it's a shame. It really is.
Chad,
because we could have lost our country.
Thank you for the call. And I appreciate that eagerness that Chad has to get to the bottom of it and to really actually make measurable consequences happen for what is being alleged. If they're able to prove that is true, I don't really know how it could be anything but treason. That's a big word. But I just don't see how that could be the case. Everybody who is calling here is saying that it's worse. Let me try Ben here real quick. Ben, thanks for calling the Annie Fry Show. Is the Biden presidency scandal bigger than Watergate?
I don't know if it's worse. I kind of think it's apples and oranges. But my question is, you know, what can we do about it? What can be done with that about it? I mean, not that I think something should be done, but you know, my question is what?
Well, I think that the House Oversight Committee, that exposure, the American people need to understand what people are capable of when there isn't light shining on the truth. When anytime the government is able to function at a capacity that is hidden from the American people, we've lost our republic. So the first thing that needs to happen is the American people, for once, need to have the truth. And then after that, I think maybe we can answer that question. I don't know if Pam Bondi is going to come and arrest everybody who is involved in the Biden administration. I understand there's an appetite out there for that from a lot of folks. But I do think that the pursuit of truth and exposure is a worthy cause. Do you agree?
Absolutely. You know, I want the truth to come out. I want everybody, you know, to admit to the truth as much as possible.
All right, Ben, thank you for the phone call. I appreciate it. I can't get to everybody else's phone calls, and this just is more evidence that I need to take phone calls more often. We appreciate everybody calling in. We have X's and Y's scheduled for the next segment. Questions that you have for the opposite sex, you need to throw them up there on the Annie Fry YouTube channel. We believe here on the Annie Fry Show in two genders, and we also believe that the other gender is confusing. That's kind of like the thing we all agree on, isn't it? If you've got questions for the other gender, we're going to get Ethan and Trisha in the studio here. Finally, some female support in the room for me. I'm just so used to taking these men on one versus three. I do okay. But no Ryan Wiggins today, as he is out on a family vacation, and he'll be back next week. Ethan filling in aptly, I might add, for Ryan Wiggins. We'll get Trisha in here as well for a little X's and Y's when we come back. Don't go away. He worked hard on that one. Ryan Wiggins. All right, Ethan's going to join us here in just a minute. It's X's and Y's, where you get to ask the questions, those burning questions, where, listen, every week one of you comes on here and says, women, why don't you know where you want to eat dinner? And we haven't solved that problem yet. The best way to address that is to have one of you get to pick three places that you would like to go, and then the other person picks from the three. I don't know who picks the three in your relationship. That is my recommendation. But we're basically trying to answer those age-old questions. As I said on the Annie Fry Show, we believe in two genders. Also, so does science. And we don't understand the genders. And we agree that we don't understand each other. So this is your opportunity to ask those questions. And we're going to give Brad the opportunity to ask the first one. Because okay. We have Trisha in here today. A little estrogen backup for me. Thank
Woo!
You.
Hi, Annie. Hi, Brad.
Hi. All right, so real quick question. This one is kind of, I noticed this the other day at youth group. We had one of those situations where all the boys except for one was out, and then the rest of the youth group was girls. And so this boy is about junior high, eighth grade-ish age, and the girls ranged from sixth grade.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Grade to sophomores in high school. And I noticed that they would, like, in different situations, they'd stand around, look at the boy, and then look at one another and giggle. And my question is, because that takes me back, what does that even mean, or why, you know?
It could mean a lot of things. It could be laughing at you.
They could be like, oh, that boy's cute.
There's one boy and all girls, and the girls are giggling?
Yeah.
And it's junior high?
The boy was junior high. The girls were sophomores down to junior high.
I tend to think that one of the girls is like, oh, you've got a crush on him. And the other one's like, you've had a crush on him forever. And then the other one's teasing the girl like, you're going to get married to it. I tend to assume that that's like innocent. The girl's like kind of being flirty.
I don't think any of those children are innocent.
I understand. I don't know.
I think they're all terrorists. Not your youth group.
Junior high girls.
I'm just talking about children. They are expensive. Loving and fulfilling my life. No, I'm kidding. I don't know. Kids are super mean. And I think that youth group, I was just talking about this last night with my husband, but my church youth group experience when I was a teen was the absolute best place for me to be. We had kids coming. You know, a lot of us went to the same grade school, went to a Lutheran school, but then some kids went to public high school, some kids went to the Lutheran high school, and we all would still have a social base for us to come back to and a social group that we could come back to. And it was based on our church group and every activity that we participated in. It wasn't just like 100% Bible study. It wasn't like all Jesus all the time in the like active verbal sense, but when you come together with a common group of people with some basic agreements on moral value and standards, you're in a better place. So if it's youth group giggling, it's probably a crush.
That's what I think. I have that. I didn't do the youth group thing, but I swam as a kid. It was like swim team. Like that was my socialization and my like formative years there. And that's always what it was. Like one of the boys was cute.
I got a question. Should we wait for Ethan? Do you have ask your other question
okay.
while we're waiting for Ethan
All
to
right.
help Mark Reardon?
This one is a little more serious, but not super serious. Okay. What are some ways that women use to get out of an awkward situation, like when the guy's making an unwanted advance on them?
So this is again dating, or is this when I'm talking to my husband?
Yeah, like, let's go with dating. Like when
if
you
it's
were
my
dating.
Husband, we say I don't want to do that.
No,
it's a dating situation.
Gosh, I was just talking to my best friend about when we were in high school and we were dating some people, and we were dating, it was an intra youth group. These were really sweet, great people, but we really didn't want to be in a relationship. When you're not in a relationship, you think you want to be in a relationship. When you're in the relationship, you're like, I don't know what I'm doing.
Especially when you're young.
Yeah. Why am I here? This is a lot of pressure. Yeah. This is more fun when it's not pressure. And I called, this is, kids, this is the way times used to be. We only had house phones. And I called my best friend.
Says, what is a house phone?
I called my best friend's house, which I can still tell you their house phone number. And I left on their house answering machine. And I said to my friend, hey, I just got a call from, I'll just say, the boyfriend. I told him that you and I are hanging out tonight and I can't go anywhere. So if you get a call from your boyfriend, you need to have the same story. And so her dad got the message on the house voicemail phone and was like, what the heck is this?
That's awesome.
I'm like, we're just coordinating.
But normally you coordinate that with like the parents. Like, tell your mom I'm doing this. Tell your dad
I'm doing
this.
Oh, man.
You guys did it together.
What the heck is wrong with you people?
We didn't want, we were trying to be nice.
Really?
Yeah, instead of saying, I don't want to go out with you tonight. It was, I have plans.
Mm.
Very specific plans. Plans you need an alibi for.
Just don't be like, oh, no, I'm free. I got nothing going on. Oh, I thought you were hanging out with Annie. Mm. Oh, no, we haven't talked.
There's like a bro code version of that where, like, if you're, a friend's wife calls you and says, hey, did my husband go hang out with you last night?
That's red flag.
Hardcore.
If that's happening, I'd be like, immediately like, I got nothing to do with your problems. You're talking to the wrong non-spouse.
Yeah, that's right. That's a step above youth group.
Trisha, do you have a question for the boys?
Do I have a question? Okay, yes. Why do boys like loud cars? I'm sorry if you guys have covered
Ethan?
This. What is it?
Ethan, do you like loud cars?
Speak for yourself. I think that they're
what
obnoxious.
Do you drive?
Oh, man.
What do you
I drive a 2015 Ford Fusion. He's a quiet little guy.
Massive. Brad?
I like the sound of my engine.
Brad said, big sound, boom, boom.
I drive a Ford F-150.
Forgot to beat your chest when you did
this
that.
This is weird. This may sound weird to you, but it I like the sound of mechanical things, be I go to a racetrack and listen to race cars do their thing, or even like in a car, even if it doesn't have a loud exhaust, I'll turn the radio off sometimes and just listen to the engine do its thing.
Purr, baby.
It
purr.
I can't explain the itch. It's like an ASMR type thing, but it scratches an itch that I have, and I just like the sound
Ethan
of it.
Ethan clearly doesn't have.
I wouldn't expect that everybody.
We mentioned, you know, in Ethan, my what is, household, what we is your loud car? We call that a syndrome of some sort.
Call it what you want, but I like it.
Oh no. Okay. Anyway. pass.
What is your
loud car? You're not into the loud
car. Oh, yeah.
What is your man like?
What is my man thing? That's a question that I don't know if I have an answer to.
I'm glad we waited for Ethan to get here to talk about
you
boy
have
stuff.
Never done a better Ryan Wiggins ever in your life. I got nothing.
Is it Wiggins or is it the chair?
For me, it's when the pizza comes out of the oven.
Yeah?
And I'm like,
super hungry.
Get in my belly.
Yeah.
That's what it is for me.
I have a question for the boys. Are you afraid of spiders and you just hide it?
No.
Good
not
question.
At all. I have no fear of spiders.
Bugs? Snakes?
Wasps. I hate wasps or anything that stings.
Okay, so you're with Mrs. Hannaford, who is your wife.
That one. Okay,
that
got
one.
It.
And there's a wasp. Are you 100% protector mode? Are you like, you kill it?
Good luck, honey. I am. So, for example, it was Mother's Day, and we were sitting out on the back deck.
Different Mrs. Hannaford.
Yes. Mama Hannaford.
Yeah.
And we were having a lovely meal, and, you know, it just started warming up. The bees, the wasps, they're starting to fly around.
The birds.
And I am dodging these things, and I am, like, jumping up from the table.
Mm-hmm.
I got attacked by a nest when I was, like, 12.
See,
and I got
trauma.
Stung. I got stung, like, 8 or 9 times. And it's been trauma ever since. So now if I see them.
So now if you see that your wife
that's kind of what the
experiencing a wasp situation, are you handling the situation?
Oh, God.
I'd like to say that I would, but in the moment, I can't tell you. It's kind of one of those things like, what would you do if like someone's holding a gun to your head? Like, what would you do? Would you cower it out or would you, you know, stand
fight,
up? You'd like to say that you would stand up, right? But in the moment, you know, you don't find out until the fight or flight moment. And that's a fight or flight moment for me.
But anything else, the traditional like spider situation, you're handling it.
Yeah.
Like a man.
Yeah, I just kind of shrug it off like it's just a little spider. Like, just give it a little finger squash. And
Trisha, are you if you're in the house and your husband's in the house and there's a bug, are you getting him?
Yes. Oh, my gosh. Yeah, I'm going outside and texting him.
It's part of the prenup.
I know, but I'm glad you asked that because I did always wonder.
It's the only thing in my prenup.
I have wondered.
Kill spiders. Check. Thanks, Jared.
I'm glad you asked that because I have wondered how much it gives guys the heebie-jeebies to be the one that has to do the bug squishing. It
makes us feel manly.
Okay. All right.
Husband, please save me.
So you're welcome.
Kill this tiny
it's a
bug.
Loss.
I got
hero.
You.
Screw that. Brad, are there bugs that you are fearful of while you're killing them?
You not bugs, but you mentioned snakes
initially.
They're not, I don't usually flinch at anything, but if I see a snake, like, because I always catch them unexpectedly, and it seems like it's always when I'm cutting the grass, so I've got headphones on, and it's loud, and I don't expect it, and then I turn, and I look, and it's like, that snake, and I jump, and it always gets me the first time.
But then do you handle it?
I usually will, I won't touch it with my hands or anything like that, but I will relocate it using some sort of,
pitchfork.
Like, pitchfork, garden hoe, rake.
Get the hoe!
Watch your mouth. I'm sorry.
Just falling right in that Wiggins role.
Teach you nothing.
Yeah, it's wild.
But I try not to kill them. I know that they're good. They take care of pests and keep pests under control, so I'll throw it out in the field or whatever. But yeah, snakes always make me go, ugh. And the worst experience I had was seeing two male garter snakes fighting over a big female garter snake. At least I think it was the males fighting over the females.
And
awesome. Seeing a ball of snakes in the corner by my house was not a pleasant thing.
That's pretty awesome. If you ask me.
Chauvinistic snakes. Ethan, you have a question?
You know, let me ask you this. Did, because we may have already discussed this, so correct me if I'm wrong.
We can
on a
read
previous X's and Y's. Women's closets. God, they're huge.
If they're lucky.
So many clothing, so many options, so many shoes. In fact, it's at the point now, and I have a lot of shoes, that the clothing amount, the shoe amount, is leaking into my closet. Not sure how that happened.
Do you have separate closets, or do you have space?
We do. We actually do have our own separate closets.
And she has stuff in your closet?
Yes.
Is that okay?
Sounds
like it's a no.
It's fine. Is it what I would prefer? No, but...
Does she wear the stuff that is in your closet?
It's mostly the shoes.
Yeah.
So no.
Does she? She doesn't wear those shoes?
Not usually.
Is it because you're not taking her out on a special occasion to wear them? Maybe that's the hint.
Maybe.
That's a big stretch, but you could still take her out.
Here's my question, though. We have had several occasions as of late where, you know, you got to get dressed up. And I feel like she's going through like 8 or 9 outfits before she picks one out.
Yeah.
Sure.
Why?
Well, I mean, it depends on what...
Like, I'm sitting over here.
Does the bedroom look like a tornado hit it?
Oh, my God.
Ah, yeah.
She's like, I'll clean it up later.
No, she won't.
It's like an earthquake in front of her closet. Why does it take so many different options? Why can't, you know, guys are, you know, Brad, you get it. We're just like, all right, sweet, pair of pants.
Yeah, you have your dress shirt.
Yeah.
I don't want to speak for all women, but I have a closet like this where I keep my dress clothes, and they don't all fit me right. Some of them are very, very cute, and I hope they will fit me. Some of them
are dreams.
Some of them are, yes,
Why
dreams,
do you own
goals.
Them,
fantasies, yeah.
Because they're cute, and you never know.
If you let go of them, and then you're almost conceding that it's not going to happen, Annie. Mm-hmm.
Why are you pointing at Annie, Brad? Like, yes.
I agree with what she's saying, because whenever I was losing weight, I had clothing like that, because you would lose. And then
did you buy clothes that was too small for you to fit in?
No. I would buy, because it wasn't like you didn't in a normal decline. I would lose weight and then gain like 10 pounds back. And there were sometimes when you gain weight and you would be just back on the other side of, I can't wear that.
Okay, but then to take it a step further, you have these clothes and say you can fit in them and you they're fine. And you have this idea in your head before you go out, like, I'm going to wear this outfit for an occasion. But then you put that outfit on and it doesn't fit right. It doesn't fit
right.
That
can be devastating.
Devastating.
So then
it's kind of a spiral situation.
That's right. You start to spiral and then you have no idea because in your head you were wearing this thing and now you're not.
Ahead of time, send her out to go buy an outfit.
So what I'm hearing is this is what we would call the spiral. That's the definition of it. So next time
it's
that this is happening,
dangerous territory for a man to walk in and go, "Are you ready yet?"
Well, what I was going to say
is, it's a terrible
is,
place to be as a woman.
Would it be a bad thing if I walked in? She's on outfit number six,
mm-hmm.
honey.
Are you
spiraling?
Tone.
Honey,
I'm spiraling.
Honey,
that's akin to calm
are
down.
Are you in a spiral right now? And she just starts crying. She says, "Yes."
Mm-hmm. The way to, if you're trying to, last time we had this conversation, there was a difference between like, how do you react while said issue is happening? But then there's also, how do I prevent it from happening in the future? So if there are things that are repetitive, and again, in a relationship, and it took me, I won't speak for my husband, but it took me way too long to think about the things that I'm good at. How can I use what I'm good at and have maybe an excess of skill in a particular category to help my husband where maybe he has a deficiency, because Lord knows he has so many positive qualities that help me in my significantly big and gaping deficiencies. But in like, if you know that she's going to do this, she's going to go through 8 outfits before she picks what she wants, and you're trying to get to the wedding or the work event or whatever it might be, the best way to avoid that from happening in the future, in my opinion, is to a couple days before, the weekend before, have her go pick out something new that is for that she bought. And if it fit her on that last weekend, it'll fit her the next weekend.
But that kind of like puts off the whole issue of there is a giant closet full of options that are not being worn.
But they're not. But you can't wear them if they don't fit.
Then get rid of them.
Fit,
but
right.
They never get.
But they might fit.
They might.
Also, now your wife, this is not the situation for your wife, but I have had 4 babies and my body has changed. The clothes that fit me change every single time.
Sure.
You gain weight, you have a baby, then you lose the baby weight to some extent. But where I lose weight after every kid is different. It's challenging. And I just went through a closet purge, and anything that I looked, you have to be in the mood. You have to be in that like purging mood where you go in and you're like,
okay,
I'm getting rid of it.
I get it.
So when that happens, if she ever gets in that mood, encourage that. Maybe tell her like, hey, let's go get you a couple new outfits for this event and this event coming up. You want to get rid of some stuff? Let's go get some stuff.
There's a word you said in there that is important. One word. You said let's. Does it have to be an us thing or can it be a...
Hey, sounds go, like the closet get, is an us
some,
thing.
Go get some... Okay.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
All right, I'm done.
Hey, dude, this is marriage.
That was it.
This is marriage. We could take more questions
thank
when
you,
we
Mrs.
come
Fry.
Back. Yeah, thank you. That's my mother-in-law. Stick around. We're going to do a few more questions before we wrap up here. The YouTube live chat poll, is the Biden presidency scandal bigger than Watergate? Yes or no? Your thoughts and votes on the Annie Fry YouTube channel. We'll be back in just a minute. Don't go away. To the Annie Fry Show. Wrapping up a little X's and Y's here on a Wednesday afternoon. We've got Tricia in studio with us talking about Ethan and his situation of his wife encroaching on his closet space. I think that's pretty relatable, probably across the board. Betsy commented, and she's absolutely right. She said, Annie, remind Ethan of your bag in the bathroom you put stuff in and a time limit if you don't get into it that it's out. That is something that she could do. So then you're never really like completely letting go of something. That bag sits in your bathroom or whatever for a month and you've never looked in it. Like, it can go.
Yeah, it can. It won't for me. I mean, I just have a spot in my closet where stuff just, I'm going to keep it forever.
But do you, there's seasonal things to be considered too.
Yep.
So like, oh, I like that sweater, but no, I don't wear it because it's summertime or whatever. So
I got a special spot in the closet for that too.
Somebody told me, was this like a, what was her name? Marie Kondo or something like that? That lady was too much for me.
She's like, I feel like if you don't love it, let it go, lady.
Yeah, but you're supposed to talk to it.
Mm-hmm.
No, I'm not doing that. That ain't for me. You're like supposed to thank it.
That's so.
Yeah, if it like, doesn't serve its. I don't remember
I
what
don't
the exact saying is.
I don't know if this is a excess problem? Something else? But it worked for a lot of people. A lot of people watched the show. But somebody said, put all of your clothing in your closet, hang it on the hangers backwards. And then after a month or pick a time frame, anything that hasn't been turned around because you haven't removed it from your closet, get it out of there.
Yeah, it's a good idea.
Hmm. Yeah. You have another question?
Yeah, I do. This one's loaded. What does pregnancy feel like?
Awful? Terrible?
Different parts feel different.
You liked being
pregnant. And our pregnancies, yeah, were very different. I didn't hate it till the end. Then it was literally the worst thing that's ever happened. But up until that point, it felt pretty good.
Feels like nausea, heartburn, indigestion, upset stomach, diarrhea, and you can't take Pepto. Actually, I think can you take Pepto? I don't know if you could take Pepto for the first part.
I did Tums at the end. I mean, I would wake myself up throwing up. Like, I would wake up throwing up like acid at the end of it.
Yeah. Oh, man. I had someone say to me, ask me how I was doing. I was like, I just cannot wait for this baby to be here so you can sleep. And they were like, oh, honey, you're not going to sleep when the baby's here. I'm like, the hell I'm not. I hand that baby over to my husband and I'm going to sleep. Like, you do not understand the circumstances here. Are you miserable?
I was talking
to... And yet I have four kids.
I was talking to... Wonderful children. Kim St. Ange the other day about this. I do not like it when people are like, oh, just wait. It gets harder. It gets worse. No. The next step's going to be the hardest. Like, sure.
Don't say anything to pregnant women.
It's
Joe
different.
Said this earlier in the comments. He said at the supermarket, do not approach pregnant women in the supermarket.
Don't bring up Cheetos.
But even mothers, too. It was Cheez-Its for me. I ate an entire box and I still can't eat them. But even post-pregnancy, when you've got a kid, everybody goes to mothers and they say, oh, you know, you think it's rough now. Just wait till they're this.
Don't say
wait
that.
It discredits the difficulties you've gone through already.
Well, and it's challenging, but each stage is coming with unique, like, magical things, too. And it's not, like, something to, like, a torture to be endured.
And also...
Past the pregnancy part.
Nobody's asking. Nobody's asking. And those people probably mean well. Mm-hmm. But I will say that I had four kids, and if you had come at me by the time I was having my fourth kid with some of these nuggets of information, you were going to get the full force of my acid reflux.
Holy, dear God.
I know. I'm like that, and my husband's like, you want to have a fifth kid? I'm like, I do not want to have a fifth child. And this is so annoying. He just goes, okay. I'm like, huh? You have it. You do it. You do this one. I can't.
Yeah. No, I mean, at the end, there was literally vomit in my nose in the middle of the night. I didn't love that part. It's hard.
But he's cute, right?
Fun.
So cute.
Totally worth it. And 100%. But when you're in the hospital after everything has taken place and you've got this little baby, there is a God-made biological thing that's like, I'd do that again. And I hate myself for it because I would say to my husband, like, can you just please tell me that this doesn't have to be the last one? We don't have to talk about having more kids. And he looks at me like I'm the craziest lady he's ever met because I am. It's crazy. God is amazing. Okay. Ethan, you want to give us the results of the poll? Do you have them?
Happily. 259 votes on today's YouTube live chat poll. Is the Biden presidency scandal bigger than Watergate? Wasn't close today, folks. 93% say yes, 7% say no.
Thank you for listening today, and always, the podcast today is going to be popping. Congressman Bost, May Mailman from the White House, DeRoy Murdoch, Lieutenant General Keith Kellogg, and, of course, X's and Y's. AntiFryShow.com/podcast. Get the Odyssey app, stream 97.1 live, and check the podcast there as well. Mark Reardon coming up next.
Get more at 971talk.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.